The former Sheraton Premier Hotel in Tysons on January 23 received a second life from the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors. The board unanimously approved a proposal by JBG Tysons Hotel LLC to convert the vacant 22-story, 225-foot-tall hotel into a residential building with up to 544 multifamily units. The former hotel, its parking garage and interim retail stores are located within a half mile of the Spring Hill Metro Station and next to Route 7, the Dulles Toll Road and Westwood Center Drive. This is transit-oriented development at its finest, with density in Tysons, right on the doorstep of the metro station, said applicant's attorney Robert Brandt. The subject site is part of the Tysons West development, which supervisors approved in 2013. The applicant will modify future residential building C and existing building E, the hotel, on that plan. Towers A and B on the Tysons West plan also are part of this application, but the applicant is not proposing changes for them. The hotel closed in spring 2020 after the pandemic dealt a roundhouse blow to the hospitality industry. The applicant may keep building E's existing architecture or choose to improve its facade. The building's parking garage will remain, but its top level will be repurposed to expand urban parks in that vicinity. The applicant will adjust the on-site park spaces, streetscapes, and trail connections. In addition, the developer will reduce Building C's footprint and provide 265 residential units instead of 400. Building C's smaller footprint will permit more urban park space. The entire site will have 3.05 acres of park area, plus open-air courtyards in both buildings. The development will provide nearly 40,000 square feet of outdoor private amenity space within the hotel and new building, resulting in a very healthy blend of both public and private open space, Brandt said. The developer will widen and improve the existing streetscape trail along Leesburg Pike and connect it with a ramp leading over the Dulles Toll Road. The Tysons West development's current approval permits construction of 669 residential units, but under the newly approved Crawford Condition Amendment, a total of 1,078 will be built. The application's housing units will be smaller and more affordable. 80% of the dwellings in the former hotel building will be studio units, aiming to tap into what developers see as an underserved market. Supervisor Walter Alcorn, D. Hunter Mill, said he was glad the applicant had helped facilitate a future connection to Boone Boulevard. He also was pleased with the development's housing offerings. "This is providing a different type of residential unit that's not available currently in this part of Tysons," Alcorn said. "These are going to be small studios, for the most part, at least in the hotel conversion part of it. That is a unit type that is not available in anywhere near these numbers in the area." At least 2% of the site's parking spaces will have electric vehicle charging stations, and there will be potential to expand those offerings. "While the amount of charging facilities to be provided is not overwhelming," Alcorn said, he added it was unrealistic to expect a building conversion to offer as many stations as a newly constructed project would have. "County officials need to push for higher amounts of electric vehicle charging stations in new buildings," Alcorn said.